All right, hello everybody. I hope you can see me. Let me double check the camera here. Yeah, I guess so. Now, I hope I'm within range, and I hope you can see that. Like I said earlier, we got some people MIA today, and just in case you can't, there it is. This is going to be the verses we're going to be trying to go over today. God willing, we will go over them. So if y'all want to look at those later, there they are. So with that said, hopefully y'all could see those. Let me get my deal going here. Man. Yes, I will sing the story of a Christ who died for me. That was a good choice there, Thomas.
It was.
Look at you. All right. I tell you what, folks, when I got here, there was people already in the room, already hear God's word, and I can't tell you what a smile that puts on my face, what a blessing that is that y'all just encourage me so much to want to come and preach God's word, and it's a blessing to know that y'all want to hear it. And that's just, I tell you what, to have people want to come hear God's word is just, it's fantastic. No, I don't have the words to tell you, but thank you. It's the only things I can come up with to say thank you. All right, so with that said, last week we discussed in verse 12 of Jude, where Jude says the ungodly are without fear, without water, and without fruit. So with that, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much, Lord, for the safe passage to get here, Lord. We thank you for that. Thank you for keeping each and every person here in this place, Lord, safe, Lord. And we want to pray, Lord, that you would just be with them through their sickness and help them, Lord, to get healed according to your will, Father. We want to pray for anybody here, Lord, that has upcoming surgeries, that you would just guide the physician's hands, Lord, and heal them, Lord. Just get them fixed up, Lord, according to your will, Lord. We thank you so much, Lord, for your word. And, Father, we pray, Lord, that you would just teach through me, Lord, and just help me to point them to you, Father. I pray that the saints are edified, Lord, and that the lost are pointed to you. We thank you and love you, Lord, and thank you for Jesus, and thank you for your word, Father. And in that we say amen. All right. Now then. Now, y'all know how I like to go back from the previous teaching and dwell in a little bit before we jump into the next one. So we're going to do that just a little bit here. And God willing, we're going to get started in verse 13 today. So with that said, last week we discussed in verse 12 of Jude, where Jude says the ungodly are without fear, without water, and without fruit. The ungodly do not believe God. Hence the words ungodly, or hence the word ungodly. They do not believe God. They have a stiff neck that they refuse to use to turn their face toward God. 2 Kings 17:14 says, notwithstanding, they would not hear, but hardened their necks like to the neck of their fathers that did not believe in the Lord their God. Now the word Lord is in all caps there, and it means self-existent or eternal, and it is Jehovah. Jehovah. Your neck is what your head is sitting on, and it controls which way your head is facing. Now inside your head, you have your mind, which is where your thoughts are. And folks, if the devil can get hold of your mind, he can get hold of your thoughts. So remember that when you see things you shouldn't be seeing, and when you read things you shouldn't be reading, remember that. If that old devil can get a hold of your mind, he can get a hold of your thoughts. To have a stiff neck means that you refuse to turn your face toward the Lord. Now, do y'all remember the word we used last week, which means to have a change of mind? Remember last week we discussed, I was going this way following the world, and then I had a change of mind. My neck is turning with my head on top. So I was following the world one day, and all of a sudden my mind has been changed. And I'm going this way towards the Lord. Now I'm following the Lord. Do y'all remember what that word was we used for that? That means to repent. To repent. That means to change the mind. To change the mind. And if that old devil can keep hold of your mind, it's hard to repent. It's hard to do that. So you've got to get that old devil out of your mind. Get that old devil out of your mind. And you'll be amazed at what will take place. To have a stiff neck means that you refuse to turn your face toward the Lord. The ungodly are without fear of the Lord. Therefore, they are without water. Without water, what happens? We die, don't we? We die without water. Isaiah 1:30 says, "For ye shall be as an oak whose leaf fadeth, and as a garden that hath no water." We die without the Lord, folks. The ungodly do not believe God. Therefore, they have not received the saving grace of God the Father by the free gift of the gospel of Christ and the living water that is freely given by the belief in the death, burial, and resurrection from the dead by Christ the Son of God. God in the flesh. The ungodly are without fear, without water, and what else? Without fruit. That's right. Very good. Yes, ma'am. Without fear of God, they are without water. Therefore, they cannot produce fruit. You must have water if you want something to grow, don't you? Yeah. If you go out and plant a garden, what are you going to do with that garden if it doesn't? If you don't get no rain from heaven, you're going to go out there and water it if you want tomatoes. Right? That's the answer. If you want okra or squash or whatever it is you're wanting that you planted, if you don't water it, guess what? It's going to die. Jesus said in John 15:3-6, and I believe we have that one marked. John 15:3-6. I didn't mean to startle you, sir. Okay, we got you. John 15, and we're going to read 3 through 6. John 15, you got it. John 15, you got it? Look at you, Don, you got it. Y'all got it? Yeah, you got a Bible, don't you? If you want one, we'll get you one. You just let me know after service. John 15, 3 through 6. You got it, Miss Becky?
Yeah.
You got it, Miss Becky's brother? terrible with names. You need some help finding it?
I'm close.
Okay, that's all right. We ain't running off and leaving nobody. We want everybody's eyes on God's Word. That'll give me a chance to get a shot of that water juice, too. So, John 15, verses 3 through 6. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. Not 1 John, not 2 John, not 3 John, but Matthew, the gospel according to John. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. Here we go. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. You want to go to 15? It's all right. We will find it. John 15. sometimes the more part you get stuck, you just give them a little puff like a...
Yeah.
On 15. And you know it's got to be one more, I heard. Yeah, that's a new Bible in there. 15, and we're going to be reading 3 through 6, I believe, what I said. Now we said without fruit we die, right? John 15, 3 through 6. John 15, 3 says, now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Now this is Jesus speaking. The word clean in the Greek is katharos. Katharos. It is spelled K-A-T-H-A-R-O-S. I believe it was katharos. I have a little Bible app that I use. It tells me the Greek pronunciations or the Hebrew pronunciations. And the guy that speaks them, I try to remember, but I can't always remember how he pronounces. But katharos, or it might be katharos, katharos maybe. Now this word, it means clean, clear, and pure, pure. A clean God only wants clean around Him. That is something any of us can understand. When I get out of the shower, I don't want to go lay in the mud under my truck to change the oil. I want to stay clean. And I don't want to get all dirty again. When I crawl into bed in the evening, I don't want to get my sheets all dirty. I like to be clean, get into a clean bed. That's what I like to do. I like that clean feeling. I want my sheets to stay nice and clean for as long as they will because I sleep better in clean sheets. Now, how are we made clean? Look back at your text. Jesus says, through the Word. Through the Word. Now, it doesn't say through a prayer that a preacher prayed over me, does it? It says through the Word. It doesn't say through walking down an aisle to some steps that a preacher called an altar. No, it says through the Word. Folks, before I got saved, I was lost. How I got saved was through the Word. God opened my eyes through His Word to Jesus Christ. We are saved through the Word. All right. Through the Word. The word, Word, according to my Bible app, is used 699 times in the Bible. And yet some people want to point you to anything but the Word in order to be washed clean. John 1:1 says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. John 1:14 says, and the Word was made flesh. Jesus Christ is God in the flesh, folks. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Truth. That's very important, that word truth. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Now that's not on our page with the verses, and I'm sorry about that. That's just one of them God just threw at me right there, and I wanted to say it because it came into my mind. John 15, 4 says, abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can ye, except ye abide in me. Now the word abide comes from the Greek word meno. Meno. Not meno like we go fishing with the menas. It's meno. And M-E-N-O. And it means to stay in a given place. How are you going to abide in someone that you don't believe in? When you believe God, God's Spirit will come and abide in you. And you will be quenched by that life-giving water that only Christ gives. And it will change your life. I promise. The ungodly do not believe in Christ. Therefore, the Holy Spirit of God does not abide in them, and they cannot bear fruit because we depend upon the Holy Spirit to bear the fruit. We depend on the living water that Christ gives to bear this fruit. John 15:5 says, I am the vine. This is Jesus talking. Ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. Without Jesus Christ, folks, you can do nothing. You cannot bear fruit without Jesus Christ. Verse 6 says, if a man abide not in me, ungodly, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. Burned. The ungodly are without fear, without water, and without fruit, and they will be cast into the fire and burned. Now let's move on in the book of Jude. And look at verse 13, where Jude says, all right, let's all get to Jude. We're going to read verse 13. Back to Jude we go. And we're right down here at number 13. There's 12 and there's 13. And we might read verse 12 first to get us into 13. You got it, John? All right. Everybody got it? We got to get you a bottle. That drives me nuts. I don't know if you ain't got it. 13 we got it? Everybody got it? Okay. Let's go ahead. Now remember, Jude is talking about the ungodly. We're going to start here in verse 12 and read on down to 13. We'll read verse 13 and we'll come back and we're going to comment on raging waves of the sea. And it's going to be about time close. Jude says in verse 12, these are spots in your feast of charity. Remember, it's the ungodly he's talking about. When they feast with you, feeding themselves without fear, clouds they are without water, carried about of winds, trees whose fruit withereth without fruit, twice dead, plucked up by the roots. Verse 13. Raging waves of the sea, foaming out their own shame, wandering stars, to whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever. Wow, to whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever. Man, that'd be a scary place to be. Jude says the ungodly are raging waves of the sea. The word raging comes from the Greek word agrios. Agrios. It is spelled A-G-R-I-O-S. And it means wild. Wild. Jude says the ungodly are raging or wild waves of the sea. Now my wife and I have to go over a bridge, over the lake, when we travel home from here. Some days that lake is smooth and calm, And some days that lake is whooping up some of the biggest waves that a lake can produce. We have had some big winds lately. Have y'all heard them big old winds gusting through last week? Mm-hmm. We had some big winds. Winds come in, they whipped the roof right off my old chicken coop I had out back. I had been picking up. Had to pick up some old tin out there that winds come through and took off my roof. We've had some big winds lately, gusting up to speeds that I cannot recall us having other than the winds of a tornado gust. We've had some big winds whooping up lately. Now those waves that are whooping are crashing upon the boat docks and retaining walls, and they are causing major damage. I saw in the news some of the boat docks were washed out from all the waves that were hitting them, from all the big winds. Oh, I see heads shaking. That all the winds that we've had, those winds were crashing upon those boat docks, wearing them out, and they took some of the boat docks out. And I'm sure they probably knocked some retaining walls out as well. I didn't see that yet, but those waves are whooping up on them too. Now, if my wife and I were going home one day, and we were going over the bridge, and the waves were whooping up with great force, and all of a sudden I stopped the car and decided that I was going to tell those waves to stop being so destructive, they're not going to listen to me, are they? They're going to keep whooping up on stuff, ain't they? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, say I was to, well, they're not going to listen to me. I'm going to get out of the car, and I'm going to get out there in the middle of the waves, and then I'm going to tell them to stop. What are they going to do? They're just going to whoop up on me, knock me out, and probably drown me, ain't they? What Jude is telling us here, folks, the ungodly are raging waves of the sea. You don't want to hang around with them. They're going to keep whooping up on you, and they're going to pull you down under, and they're going to work on you. Those old waves, they are going to keep on crashing into everything that is in their way. The ungodly do the same thing. They crash on everything that is in their way. I can tell the ungodly about God and point them to Christ, but until they believe, they are raging waves of the sea, trying to destroy everything in their way. I've seen on the news here lately where these people are talking down God's word, talking bad about God's word, talking bad about Christians, and that's nothing new. They've done it forever. What are they? They're raging waves of the sea slapping up against people that believe. That's what they are. Now the sea is much bigger than our lake, and so are the ungodly. There are more ungodly than godly, and the ungodly will continue to crash into everything that is in their way, bringing other waves with it, crashing into the same thing, until finally they wear out what they are crashing into and bring it down, unless you know the one who is in control of the sea and the waves. Have you ever seen a wave? Slap. Another wave right behind it, slap. Another wave right behind it, slap. That's the way the ungodly are. There's one, there's another, and they just keep on coming. Psalms 93:1. Let's all turn to that. Now I got you marked over here in 65, but we're going to turn to 93:1 on our own here. Psalms 92. Here we go, 93. We're going to start off at number 1. Psalms 93:1. All right, we got Mark 10.
Can't that be?
Good. You get it? Psalm 93:1. Should be pretty close. Okay, Psalm 65. We're going to go over at 90. We're going to turn back to that in a minute. But I wanted us to turn to 1. Psalms 103. Psalms 92. One more back over this way, John. I think we got him. Psalm 93, verse 1, right there.
Okay.
You found it, Miss Peggy?
Yeah.
You did?
Yes.
Psalm 93, 1.
Good, good, good.
You know what you just did? Woohoo! That's good. That's what we want. We want to. That's good. Good, good, good. Exciting stuff, folks. Y'all missing it if you're not here. Thank you. But thank you for tuning in and watching. All right, Psalms 93:1 says, "The Lord reigneth. He is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed with strength, wherewith he hath girded himself. The world also is established, that it cannot be moved." 93:2, "Thy throne is established of old. Thou art from everlasting." Verse 93:3, "The floods have lifted up, O Lord. The floods have lifted up their voice. The floods lift up their waves. The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters, yea, than the mighty waves of the sea." Isn't that good? That's good. Let's turn over to 65 now. Psalm 65. We got that one marked. 65:4. Psalm 65:4. You got it marked. You got it marked. Psalm 65:4. There we go. Psalm 65. We'll start verse 4.
Okay.
We was talking about those waves. And we said the Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters, yea, than the mighty waves of the sea. Psalm 65:4. "Blessed is the man whom thou choosest and causest to approach unto thee, that he may dwell in thy courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house, even of thy holy temple." Now who is that? That's not the ungodly, is it? That's the godly. Psalm 65:5. "By terrible things in righteousness wilt thou answer us, O God of our salvation, who art the confidence of all the ends of the earth and of them that are afar off upon the sea, which by his strength setteth fast the mountains, being girded with power, which stilleth the noise of the seas, the noise of their waves, and the tumult of the people." That word stilleth means to address in a loud tone. The word noise means uproar or destruction. The word tumult means several different things. It can mean a crowd or abundance or noise. But what I found that was really interesting is that it comes from a word that means to rage or be in an uproar. "The noise of the ungodly may be loud now, folks. But if your faith is in Christ, you know the one who has the power to say, 'Peace, be still.' But if you don't know Christ as your Savior, you should be fearful." Mark 4:39 says, this is speaking of Jesus, "And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, 'Peace, be still.' And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm." Verse 40 says, "And he said unto them, 'Why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith?' And they feared exceedingly and said one to another, 'What manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him?" Folks, if you don't know Christ as your Savior, do as these men did and ask who he is. There is no need to fear. exceedingly. There is no need to fear exceedingly about what will happen. What will happen to you when the storms of life come rolling through. And we all know they will. Our seas are not always calm. And when they get to raging and stirring up our lives, it's good to know the one who is in control and can stilleth the noise of the seas. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much, Lord, for your precious word, Father. Lord, we sure thank you for those who come to hear your word, Lord. And I pray that the saints were edified and fed today, Father. And I pray that the lost were pointed to you, Lord, and that they would seek you, Father. They would seek the one who says, peace, be still, Lord. Father, we just want to pray for each and every person that's here today, Lord. And we thank you so much, Lord, for those who come faithfully to hear your precious word, Lord. For those who are sitting here waiting to hear your word, Lord, when I get here, what a such a blessing, Lord, and such an encouragement to me, Lord. Thank you for those that you put in our lives to encourage us, Father. And I pray, Lord, that you'll help us be an encouragement to others, Lord. We thank you for the caregivers here, Lord, and we pray that they would care for these people here, Lord, as they care for themselves, Father, and as you care for us. Thank you for Jesus, Lord. Thank you for all that you do, for all you do is good, Father. And we just thank you for your many blessings that you bestow upon us, Father. And in that we pray in Jesus' name, Father. Amen. Amen.